Before listening to the sermon, read Luke chapter 5.
We're
going to the Gospel of Luke,
which
is basically an account of the life of Jesus. We're looking at what Jesus has said and what he has done.
Last
week we did the first 11 verses of chapter 5,
where
we saw Peter, James and John becoming followers of Jesus. Fishers of men.
And
now we go into another story in verse
12.
Read verse 12, Luke 5, verse 12. And this is also, there's also more behind the story than just the story alone.
The
lessons behind it. Verse 12. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, was seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Verse 12.
و چون او را در شهری از شهرها بود ناگاه مردی پر از جزام آمده چون عیسی را دید به روی در افتاده از او درخواست کرده گفت خداوند اگر خواهی می توانی مرا پاک سازی.
Now what is leprosy?
جزامی چیه؟
And I just searched up a medical definition, so you have a little bit of an idea.
لحاظ پزشکی جزام
چیست؟ I'm going to read this for you.
براتون میخونم جزامی ترجمه‌اش چیه؟
Leprosy is a slowly progressing bacterial infection.
یک عفونت باکتری هست.
That affects the skin.
به پوست تاثیر میذاره.
And nerves. The hands and feet.
دست و پا رو هر جایی که پوست هست.
Yeah, several membranes of the nose, throat, and eyes.
و توی دماغ، توی چشم و توی حلق انسان.
Yeah, destruction of the nerve endings causes the affected areas to lose sensation.
و عصب‌های اون قسمت‌ها، قسمتی رو که باکتری فعالش کرده، حسش از دست میده.
Occasionally because the loss of feeling.
به خاطر اون حسی که نداره در دست.
The fingers and toes become mutilated and fall off.
در حقیقت از بین میفته و قطع میشه.
Causing the deformities that are typical associated with the disease.
و اون قطعی ها باعث اون شکلی میشه که جزامی ها پیدا میکنن که معمولا مردم جزامی رو اونجوری.
This is not something that you want to have.
یه مریضی نیست که
And of course, especially not in the back then.
مخصوصا اون موقع.
Yeah, because there was no treatment for it.
اون موقع دارویی نبوده براش.
Yeah, it was pretty much a slow death sentence.
یعنی در حقیقت حکم اعدام ولی یواش بوده.
The disease still exists today.
امروز هم جزام هنوز
هست. But of course today it's treatable with antibiotics.
اما امروز با آنتی‌بیوتیک حلش میکنن و ممکنه گسترش پیدا نکنه.
Yeah, God had given them rules concerning this disease.
و خداوند در اون زمان در مورد جزام
قانون‌های
وضعیتی داده بود. چون جزام واگیر داره.
And I want to read a little bit of it. It's in Leviticus 13.
لاویان فصل 13
and read verses 45 and 46.
45 و 46 رو بخونید.
Yeah, so if somebody would be designated that he had this disease,
اگر کسی جزامی می بود,
this would apply to him or her.
باید این قانون رو براش اجرا کرد.
And the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent and his head bare, and he shall be put a covering upon his upper lip and shall cry, unclean, unclean. All the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled. He is unclean, he shall dwell alone, without a camp shall his habitation be.
What verse?
45 and 46.
45, what chapter?
13.
13, 45 and 46.
کسی که به بیماری جزام مبتلا است باید جامعه پاره برتن کرده. موهای سر خود را باز کند و پایین صورت خود را پوشانده فریاد برکشد نجس نجس. او تا زمانی که به این بیماری مبتلا است نجس خواهد ماند. اون نجس است باید تنها زندگی کند و مسکن او بیرون از اردوگاه باشد.
So he will be declared unclean.
یعنی او فرد و نامش میشه نجس.
He will become an outcast. And he had to warn people of his disease when
they were approaching him.
Yeah, so you can imagine the people were afraid of getting this disease.
Yeah,
I warned to be close to these people.
Yeah,
because your life will be over if you got it. No more human contact. Everybody avoiding you. Living outside.
فقط هم باید خارج شهر تو بیابون زندگی.
And hardly anybody got healed from this disease.
و اون زمان هیچ کی از جزام شفا پیدا نمی کرد.
Outside intervention from God.
مگر اینکه خدا معجزه آسا شفا.
Yeah, like the example of Naaman and the Syrian who was healed by the prophet Elisha.
با الیشا شفا پیدا کرد.
Now, so here we have a man full of leprosy.
الان یه مردی رو داریم که پر از جزام.
He's at the advanced stage.
تو قسمت آخرشه در حقیقت.
And he comes before Jesus and falls down and is begging if Jesus is willing to make him clean.
از عیسی میخواد که اگر میشه او رو پاکش.
And we can understand why he is like that. Why he is so desperate.
چرا اینقدر عمیق بود ناراحت بوده من این کارو.
And then Jesus does the unthinkable.
Yeah,
read verses 13 and 14. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be thou clean." And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and shew thyself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded for a testimony unto them.
پس او دست آورده وی را لمس نمود و گفت میخواهم پاک شو که فوراً جزام از او زایل شد و او را قدران کرد که هیچ کس را خبر مده بلکه رفته خود را به کاهن بنما و هدیه‌ای به جهت پاک شدن خود به طوری که موسی فرموده است بگذرم تا برای ایشان شهادتی شود.
Yeah, so Jesus is the opposite of what people would expect him to do. He put forth his hand and touches the man.
And he says, yeah,
I am willing. I will. Yeah, be thou clean. Then I'm sure everybody was thinking like, what on earth are you doing, Jesus? This man is a leper.
He isn't clean.
And this is dangerous. Yeah. There are so many scriptures that God has given us.
Jesus, what are you doing? But
then we see, as soon as Jesus touches him, the leprosy immediately departs from him. And he's cleansed, he's clean. He was touched by the cleanser.
And
Jesus instructs him, hey, you need to go and show yourself to the priest. Yeah, do what is a scribe to do, the offering, give the offering for the cleansing.
Yeah,
so it will be in testimony unto them.
Now,
this is not just a story about Jesus healing a man from a debilitating disease. Yeah, there's something more to this story. Because it's also a picture of salvation. Leprosy is also a picture of sin in the Bible.
جزام تصویر گناهه.
A leper is a picture of a sinner.
یک تصویر جسمانی گناهکاره.
And the healing of leprosy is a picture of salvation.
و شفای جزامی تصویری است از شفای گناهان.
Now the main chapter on this topic, leprosy, is Leviticus 13.
در مورد جزامی ها لاویان فصل 13.
And we find there are a lot of instructions in regards to this disease.
و توضیح داده شده که در مورد جزام چیکار کنید، مریضیش رو چجوری برخورد کنید.
Yeah, and there's a lot of I don't have time to go into that now, but a lot of things it actually teaches us about sin. Yeah, there are similarities to the disease of leprosy and sin. Yeah, this passage in Luke 5 teaches spiritual truths also about sin. and I don't know when I will preach on it, but I might even do it on Sunday, but here are some of the things that you will find in Leviticus 13 in regards to sin.
Yeah,
sin, like leprosy, starts with taking root below the surface. Sin, like leprosy, starts small, but then spreads.
کوچیک شروع میشه ولی پخش میشه.
Yeah, sin like leprosy.
گناه مثل جزامی.
Displays your raw flesh.
جسم گوشتتو میخوره.
Sin like leprosy.
آشکار میکنه برای
همه. Isolates you.
و گناه مثل جزامی تو رو تنها نگه
دارت میکنه. Sin like leprosy needs to be dealt with in fire.
و گناه مثل جزامی با آتش
باید کنارش. You can go to Leviticus 13 and look at these things yourself.
لویان فصل 13
and I might preach on it very soon.
در مورد جزئیاتش صحبت میکنم. نشونتون میدم
leprosy. The sinner is like the leper.
گناه مثل جزامه و گناهکار یک جزامی.
Yeah, you before you were saved.
قبل از اینکه نجات پیدا کنی.
You were spiritually a leper.
از لحاظ روحانی جزامی.
That was your condition in the past.
شرایطتون قبل از نجاتتون جزامی.
That's the condition of the unsaved world today.
شرایط دنیای بی نجات امروزمون از لحاظ روحانی همه جزامی هستند.
They are on the path that leads to death.
همه اونها در مسیری هستند که آخرش مرگه.
And there's nothing they can do to change that on their own.
هیچ کاری نمیتونه بکنه تنهایی تا اون رو عوض کنه.
They need intervention from the cleanser.
لازمه اون کسی که پاکش میکنه بیاد و معجزه کنه. عیسی مسیح که میتونه کاملا
پاک our sins.
عیسی مسیح که گناهانمون رو میشوره با چی؟ به وسیله خون عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, Acts 22:16.
اعمال رسولان 22:16.
And now why says thou, arise, be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord.
و حال چرا تأخیر مینمایی؟ برخیز و تعمید بگیر و نام خداوند را خوانده خود را از گناهانت
And explain that what washes away is the calling upon the Lord, and not the baptism.
و اون که ما رو پاک میکنه خواندن خداونده و سمبلش تعمیده.
That's you.
شما.
I went to the cleanser.
من رفتم پیش اون که پاکمو میکنه.
If you are willing, make me clean.
ازش خواستیم که اگر میخوای مرا پاک کن.
And the answer
و جواب عیسی چی بوده؟
Is always yes.
همیشه بله.
Unless you were a reprobate, yeah, but
who
hadn't changed before.
سنگ شده و از خدا زده شدی در حقیقت.
Otherwise, the answer is always yes.
God
is willing to save us. Jesus is willing to make us clean.
عیسی مسیح میخواد که هممون پاک بشیم.
2 Peter
3
verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to his word, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3 9.
خداوند در وعده خود تأخیر نمی نماید چون که بعضی تأخیر می پندارند بلکه بر ما تحمل می نماید چون نمی خواهد که کسی هلاک گردد بلکه همه به توبه گرایند.
Yeah, God is not willing that any should perish. That means he doesn't want anybody to perish. He wants people to turn to him and come to the point that they ask him to save them. 1 Timothy 2, reads 4-6. Who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth? For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. 1 Timothy 2:4-6.
4-6.
چه میخواهد همه مردم نجات یابند و به معرفت راستی گرایند، زیرا یک خداست و یک واسطه در میان خدا و انسان، یعنی آن انسان مسیح عیسی که خود را در راه همه فدا داد، شهادتی در زمان معین.
Yeah, God wants all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That is His will. That's what He wants to see.
Now,
of course, we know that's not what happens because man has a free will. Yeah, and we can choose to reject God or not. Yeah, but God's will is for everybody to be saved. He gave himself as a ransom for all. Jesus died for the sins of the whole world, the Bible says. Not just a few.
He says,
you spiritual lepers, just call out to me, the cleanser, because I am willing.
Now,
some people will say, but I've done so many bad things in my life.
بعضی‌ها شاید بگن زندگیم خیلی کارهای بد کردم.
I can't be saved.
اما من دیگه نمیتونم با این کارهای بد نجات پیدا کنم.
You mean you are full of leprosy, like the leper that came to Jesus?
پر از جزامی هستی، مثل اون جزامی.
And the one was made clean.
اونی که کاملاً شفا پیدا کرد.
Jesus told him he was willing.
عیسی مسیح گفت حاضره.
Oh, I need to clean up my life first.
اول باید زندگیمو پاک کنم.
I've heard the argument a lot.
خیلی بحث داره.
Share the gospel.
اول خودم درست کنم بعد بیام ایمان بیارم.
I'm bad. I've done so many bad things.
کارهای بد انجام دادم. اول خودم رو پاک کنم بعدن ببینیم چیکار می‌کنم.
I need to get some of that spiritual leprosy out of me before I can come to Jesus.
این جزامیهایی رو که داریم باید بیرون کنیم خودمون که به سمت عیسی مسیح بیایم. و این اصلا غیر قابل تصوره.
What you need is the cleanser.
چیزی که لازم داریم اون کسی که
ما رو پاک می‌کنه. You need to go to the one who can make you clean.
می‌تونیم بریم به سمت اون کسی که ما رو شفا می‌ده.
No matter how far advanced your spiritual leprosy is. Now, what happened when Jesus touched the leper? Did some kind of long process started for his healing.
یواش یواش شفا شروع شد.
Slowly, slowly, the leprosy started departing. Over periods of months.
ماها بعد یواش یواش زخمش از بین بره.
It says immediately the leprosy departed from him.
جزامش ازش
And it's the same with salvation.
نجات ما هم همینه.
Yeah, the same moment that somebody calls upon the Lord.
نام خداوند رو یه نفر میخونه.
Yeah, the same moment.
همون لحظه‌ای که خدا لمس میکنه.
This person's cleansed.
همون لحظه
This person gets saved.
همون لحظه اون فرد نجات
yeah,
پیدا
میکنه. And for all.
یک بار برای
همیشه. One time event.
یه لحظه.
John 5:24.
یوحنا 5:24.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me had everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation but is passed from death unto life.
John
5:24.
آمین آمین به شما میگویم هر که کلام مرا بشنود و به فرستنده من ایمان آورد حیات جاودانی دارد و در داوری نمی آید
بلکه از مرگ تا به حیات منتقل گشته است.
Yeah, you put your trust in Jesus Christ.
اعتمادت رو بر روی عیسی مسیح گذاشتی.
That's the moment you have everlasting life.
اون لحظه ای رو داری که زندگی جاودانی داری.
From that moment, yeah, you shall not come into condemnation.
از اون لحظه به بعد دیگه نفرینی نداری.
Yeah, from that moment, you have passed from death into life.
به زندگی رسیدی.
Does it mean you're not a sinner anymore? No, because you still live in your flesh. You still have your old man.
Yeah.
Your renewed spirit is without sin and cannot sin.
And
of course we know there's always this battle as long as we live in our flesh between the old man and the new man. So that part for you can still sin. And it is your walk with God that determines
قدمت
we are following the most.
به سمت خداوند نشون میده که بیشتر طرف کی هستی انسان yeah. قدیمی یا انسان جدید
all these stories we see in the Bible have all these
deeper layers multiple layers میبینیم که
yeah, that's why we never stop discovering things in the word of God no matter how much you read it
چیزای جدید رو از کلام خداوند نمیشه یاد نمیگیریم همیشه چیزای جدید در کلام هست
read verse 15 of Luke 5
رو بخونیم لوقا 5
but so much the more When there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Yeah, so, yes, the story literally happened. This was a miracle that Jesus performed. It's a great story. Leper got healed. Everybody is amazed. His fame is going out. People come to hear. People come to him for healing. Yeah, there's much more to the story. Yeah, there's the spiritual application. And this is a story of salvation. Spiritual healing of spiritual leprosy. Now read verse 16. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Now, Jesus is God in the flesh. Jesus is the Son of God. But Jesus lived on this earth as a human being.
Yeah,
so he's busy doing ministry.
But
then we see that he withdraws himself into the wilderness and prays.
Now,
if Jesus needed to rest, if Jesus needed to go into the wilderness by himself and pray, then you need the same thing. Yeah, we all need to slow down at points, withdraw ourselves from the business of everything that goes around us. And we need to spend time with God. You need to spend time in prayer. And I know.
میدونم.
You think how do I do this?
چی جوری کارو بکنم تو دنیای امروز؟
Yeah, it is hard. Reality to stand still.
و لحظه‌ای که بتونیم سکوت کنیم.
It's hard for me to slow down.
برای منم جلوی اون تون کار کردنمو بگیرم سخته.
I keep thinking after I've dealt with this then I have time.
بعد میگم این کارو انجام بدم
then I can slow down.
بعد آروم بشم.
Then I can withdraw.
بعد میتونم کارهای کمتری انجام بدم بعد از این.
It never happens.
Because
something new will come up that needs to be dealt with.
بعد از اینکه این تموم شد یه چیز جدید اتفاق میفته.
There will be no end to these things.
دیگه پایانی از کارهایی که باید انجام بدیم نخواهد.
Therefore we need to make a point.
نتیجه خودمون باید
خودمون رو تکنیم کنیم
وقت بذاریم تو کل
روزمون
شلوغی زندگیمون رو مشغول
بودنمون
با تمام وظیفه‌ای که داریم وقتمون رو بذاریم با کی با خودمون
and sometimes not just on daily thing but on longer time
نه تنها چیزهای
روزانه
اگر عیسی مسیح به این احتیاج داشت پس شما هم احتیاج دارید.